The rule arose out of concerns about limited water resources in the West. Jim Bedwell, spokesperson for the U.S. Forest Service, says it's designed to protect winter recreation.
We know that communities have built their economies around it, that lifestyles are built around it. We felt it was in the best public interest to sustain those water rights with the ski area operation.
An older version of the rule required ski resorts to transfer their water rights to the federal government. The Forest Service abandoned that plan after a lawsuit in 2012. Instead, resorts will have to document long-term, secure water supplies when they apply for or renew their permits. J.R. Murray is the general manager of Arizona Snow Bowl in Flagstaff.
What the Forest Service now wants to do with this language and the new rules is just to make sure that ski areas maintain the quantity of water that they have for their snowmaking and for their operations before they use or divert any of those water rights to any other uses.
More than 100 ski resorts operate on national forest lands. In Arizona, that includes Arizona Snow Bowl, Elk Ridge, and Mount Lemmon. In Flagstaff, I'm Melissa Siviny.